Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Just every part of it. It's so energizing and it's rejuvenating and it's so de-stressing. It's such a great de-stressor, I think, to be out there in the outdoors with the warm air, the sunshine, and doing that. I love hiking too. I love hiking. I love biking. I love jogging. I love, you know, shooting basketball hoops outside. That's another thing I really try to emphasize to young people, that you don't have to be the most athletic person out there. Right. To enjoy being active. In fact, I think that's such a detrimental attitude to have. And unfortunately, one held by too many teenagers, but oh, if I'm not the star of the basketball team, then I can't go out and shoot basketball hoops. What am I thinking? No. You have every ability to get out there and to exercise and to honor yourself through health and fitness. You don't have to be extraordinarily athletic. I, by and no means, extraordinarily athletic, but I just love being active and being healthy.
I know that there's a tremendous amount of peer pressure at that age, right?
Right.
It's very important how you look. It's very important what you wear. You know, you got to be good at whatever you're doing.
Your image and
image, all that. So, what advice do you have for kids that, you know, maybe don't have the best self-image, and they do want to do something, but that peer pressure is kind of holding them back? How do you help them?
You have to find your passion. That's what I tell really every young person that I encounter that's facing these critical issues of self-esteem and self-deprecation. I think when you find your passion, when you find what you're made of, when you find what you're here to do, I think nothing more can invigorate you to just wake up every day, to hit the ground running, and to do what you love. I am so blessed that I've been able to find writing and radio, because they've just motivated me to no end, and I'm really excited to be on the mission that I am on. And so I can only hope that more of my fellow teenagers can find that one thing that they love to do. It can just be a hobby like cooking. It can be a hobby like, you know, taking a jog every so often after dinner. Just finding that one thing that you love to do that can de-stress you, that can inspire you, can motivate you, can invigorate you. If you find that one thing, I think you're on a good track.
Like you said, it keeps you motivated to keep getting out there and doing it. There's nothing better than, you know, you're doing something that you love that's just a blast, and in the end, you get done and you go, wow, I really kind of worked out there. I'm sweating.
Right. Exercise is a great thing. I think if you can find a physical activity that you love to do, not only are you working off maybe, you know, all of that tension and all that pressure, but, you know, you're doing something great for your body too.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For full episodes, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com/get-show. I'll send you downloadable show notes, exclusive content, and more, so you never miss another episode. I'll even send you a copy of the Blast Off Bodyweight program as my free gift to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.